Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
What are the things everybody should learn by the time they're 30? It's easy to say when you're past that. But also, there's probably some that you or me or other people didn't learn by 30 that in hindsight, they're like, I wish I had learned that by 30. We started with the master list, and we were noting how different they are. It used to be when we'd see a list like this, it was, like we said, the basics, how to change a tire, how to jump start a car.
Yeah. And I think those all still hold true.
Yes.
I think those are all still good things to know, but they've definitely added to it.
Yes.
More emotional stuff and whatnot,
which is good.
Is true too.
Yep. Next on their list, how to do the Heimlich maneuver.
Man, I only know how to do the Heimlich maneuver in theory, but I've never been properly taught. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah. I go, I get it and I could give it a whirl, but I wouldn't know if I was doing it right.
You're supposed to hit right at the diaphragm, just below the rib cage.
Yep.
In and up.
Right.
I think that's it. I think you do know it. At least that's what I was taught in fifth grade CPR class.
But I've never performed it like on a dummy or something, like or had like a real official person teach
me. Do you want
to
try it on Steve?
Yeah, Steve, put something in your mouth. It's the only way we're going to know if it's working. Yeah, get something lodged in your throat. I think I can save you.
Okay. Maitland, you have a narrow throat. Eat some M&Ms and see if Steve can save you.
And if it doesn't work, it'll melt. Right?
That's true.
Yeah. This is not the way people.
Yeah, that's why
these are relationships you should think about before you turn 30.
That's why. Yeah. That's why they tell you to choke on ice to practice.
Is so that something
they
say?
Yeah, it'll melt. Don't do that, children. That's a lie. I'm kidding.
Swimming. It says all adults should know how to swim by the time of the 30.
I think that is.
I agree. I failed.
But you were on the right. You were on track, right?
Yeah, yes. Weren't you taking lessons?
Yeah, and then my shoulder stopped working, and then I have made excuses in my brain not to restart. That's the only reason.
But, I mean, after one lesson, surely you've got, like, tread water, right? Like, you got that part down. Like, that's the easy part. I mean, you just keep your limbs moving. Honestly, that's about all there is to it.
Yeah.
In order to just stay above the surface.
I can float face down. Really good at that.
Oh, dead man's float?
Dead man's float. I am a good face down floater.
Okay.
And then maybe I could just go every once in a while.
Yeah.
This is not hopeful. Cleaning. You should know how to clean yourself, your home, your car, your clothes, your dishes.
Yeah. I agree
that seems
with all of that.
Obvious. But man, we all know people where I'm like, it's not that they don't know how. I think they don't care.
I think that's part of it. But sometimes people just don't think to ask, or they're clueless that it needs to be done. I was well into my upper 40s before I finally discovered how to effectively clean soap scum off shower glass.
You probably didn't care before that.
Oh, no, I did. But I was trying all these different methods, and finally I came across, like, so.
Like what, flame gun?
No, because, like, a lot of the cleaning chemicals are pretty harsh. You know, you'll squirt that in there, and you're like, oh, my God, it's caustic, and you have to open up all the windows. And they didn't work that well. And then somebody said, oh, use, like, a scrub brush and Barkeeper's Friend. And that does work, but it's hard. Like, that's a lot of elbow grease. Yeah. And then it wasn't until I finally stumbled on, and a lot of people will already know this, but I didn't know this, and if you don't know this, it's very effective. Take paper towels and squirt pure vinegar on them and stick them to the glass.
Huh.
And just let it soak there. And
vinegar is like a great cleaner of everything.
And so, I mean, it's also quite potent. It'll make your eyes water in great quantity, but it's not going to kill you in any way. It's not like ammonia. And so if that were, you take it off and then just wipe the glass good. It was super clean. It got all that hard calcium crap off there.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just have pure vinegar in a spray bottle. And once a month I go in there. I don't even use a paper towel anymore. Just squirt it on there and let it sit for an hour or whatever. And then rinse it off and squeegee it. And
we're talking about the Heimlich maneuver. This text from Albany. We went out to a dinner at a well-known steakhouse. There were five of us girls. One of my friends began choking on her steak. Her daughter's studying to be a doctor. Another friend is a nurse. They both know the Heimlich maneuver, but neither of them performed it on her. They basically just let her choke until she figured it out. This might be a reason to address some of those friendships.
Yeah.
Like, were they? I'm curious, were they just frozen or were they like, what? Do it yourself. It's time to empower yourself.
They might have been just frozen. Like when it's a direct loved one like that, it probably does make a difference than when if it's a stranger. I don't know why that is, but maybe you get maybe you freeze a little bit.
I like some of the more specific advice we're getting now about things.
All right.
From Illinois. Never buy a pre-lit tree. You will be left to decide, cut out broken lights, and restrand or buy new.
Had to do it two years ago.
Mm-hmm. When, not if, the lights stop working. Just take the time to strand your own lights and save the money and the incredible rage.
I took probably 3 hours one day, 4 hours, sitting there cutting all of the old lights out. Because you got to go through, they're basically...
They're wound through, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're wound through, but there's also like... Basically, like zip ties every 6 inches or so, holding them on. And so I went through our entire tree.
And do you just string it yourself now?
Yeah,
that sounds very irritating,
and it takes 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We did that as a family one time because growing up, we had really high ceilings in our living room. So my mom was like, "Oh my gosh, we got to get one of those tall, skinny trees, like the 12-foot-tall ones."
Yeah,
the lights went out on it, and so when it came time to take it down. After New Year's or whatever, we just threw some movies on one day, made a pot of chili, and we just spent the whole day, like all five of us with needle nose pliers, just ripping lights off. And then my mom went through and vacuumed later, and our whole vacuum canister, what is that called?
That's canister.
Vacuum canister. Yeah, was full of needles. It was ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. See, as a lifelong artificial tree person, I actually like the pre-lit ones. And then as they slowly start to go, then I'll add my own on top of the pre-existing. And then for a while, it's actually like super lit. And I like it even more.
It's Aurora Borealis in your living room.
And then eventually, it gets to the point where you go, now I've got all the lights. I have, twice as many strands. And
you go weirdly Christmas crazy. How many trees will you put up at your house?
Just two.
Just two.
But they're
full
size.
Where you live alone.
Well, I had three. And I was happy to have the three. I had two upstairs, both within eyeshot of each other. Like from the couch, you could see both.
I'm not going to lie. I don't hate that.
No, I love it. And then I had one in the basement, but Bob destroyed that one. So I had to throw it. That was our college tree.
You still had it.
Yeah, it still looked good.
Hot Wings
too.
Is the
it
only kid in college
great.
Who at the age of 20, I don't think you'd even turned 21 yet.
No.
Oh, no, you had just turned 21.
We had the apartment.
Hot Wings went out. And bought a Christmas tree for an apartment.
A real Christmas tree. A 6-footer from Walmart. And I'll say this.
We immediately put cigarettes and condoms on little hooks and put it on there.
We did. We let people decorate it with whatever they had. And that was really fun. And I had some of those ornaments still in there. I had like that cigarette, like unlit cigarette in that box for years. Because it would bring back hilarious, fun memories.
People would come over and they'd be like, can I smoke your cigarette? That is an ornament.
Yeah. No, it's not. No, that's a cigarette. And that's a rubber. Yes, I know, but it's unopened and it's a Christmas ornament. So
things you should know by the time you're 30. This is a good one from the 484. Trust people for what they do, not for what they say they're going to do.
Yes.
34 years old. I know it, but I sure as hell don't listen often enough.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. People teach you who they are.
Judge people on what they do, not what they say. Lots of people say lots of things.
1-800-947-3979. Learn how to clean your dryer vent and tubes.
Oh, yes.
Yep. That's important.
That's a good one. And I think a lot of these, it's more awareness, too. Kind of like, Steve, you mentioned earlier, like changing your oil. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's a cool thing to know, but it's more important to know that your car needs oil changes.
Yeah.
Like, not everyone knows that. And which is shocking to me, because you'd think at this point they would, but like, knowing what needs to be done and how to handle it if you can't do it. Like,
yeah.
Like your dryer vent, if you don't know how to do it, just knowing it needs to be done, somebody can do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Either somebody you know or HVAC place or somebody can do it before a place burns it down.
I have a good one.
Yep.
I don't. This list does.
Okay.
Being able to admit when you're wrong.
Oh, man.
It must be the human condition that is programmed to deny till you die and try not. But, man, when you realize that it's okay and you realize I respect others who admit when they make a mistake.
Yeah.
And it immediately takes away the frustration you have. Well, not immediately, depending on the size of the mistake the other person made when they admit to being wrong or admit responsibility. But it makes it so much better. Like, I try to tell that to the kids, because you know how kids are. We were all that way. When you say, hey, you need to apologize, they're all like, oh, God. They'll do anything to not apologize.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
And I try to explain to them every time, hey, apologies are a good thing.
That makes people like you,
owning what you did wrong and telling them, because you do hope you don't do that again, right? Sometimes that question backfires, like, you know, hey, you kicked your brother in the face. Well, he was being a jerk. I know, but you should apologize. You do hope you don't kick him in the face again. Okay, maybe we shouldn't talk about this. But that's a good one.
Yeah.
Being able to admit when you're wrong, and some people just never can.
I think on the flip side of that, though, understanding that, like, it's not always important to be right.
Right.
Yes.
Sometimes being right is still wrong.
Disagree.
Right. Either that or just sometimes, like, when you in situations where you know that you're right and the other person is just so committed to misunderstanding you, it is not worth the fight.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Just accept that, okay, I know that I'm right. They can't admit that they're wrong.
Yeah, when you get to that point where you realize neither's going to change the other's mind, time to punt.
Yeah, argue over things you actually care about.
Mm-hmm.
What if you care about everything, Hot Wings, because you're a passionate person?
Yeah, you have to at some point take a step back and go, you know what, I don't really care about this, even though I know I'm right. It doesn't really matter. So,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.